29 Alaskans are attending the convention in St. Paul. Former state legislator Nick Stepovich of Fairbanks is one of them. Stepovich says the selection of Sarah Palin has made quite a splash at the convention.
Every delegation, people through the bars and all the stores and wherever we go, the Alaskans are treated in a way of, boy, we heard about Palin. We think that's great. We're getting a heads up everywhere on that.
Stepovich says he's heard little negative feedback in response to the ongoing investigation into Governor Palin's firing of the state's public safety commissioner in July and news yesterday of her daughter's pregnancy.
Once something like that happens in anybody's family, it's a blessing, not a burden. She and her family are going to handle that, and they're going to handle it the right way.
Stepovich says the Palin selection has generated record donations and large crowds for the McCain campaign over the last few days. He says Palin's candidacy changes everything about the convention experience for Alaska's delegates.
Our seats will probably be better, it's jokingly said, but that's true. I bet they'll move us closer to the podium. But this spotlights Alaska. You know, for years and years, Alaska has been perceived in many ways from the lower 48, but now they'll get a more realistic view what we as Alaskans hold dear and what we need and what we offer the United States as well.
Stepovich says as the Alaska delegation's whip, he's working with State Party Chairman Chris Nelson of Anchorage to ensure members unanimously support the McCain-Palin nomination. Kim Skipper is a delegate from Anchorage. She says she's thrilled about the attention Palin's nomination will mean for the state.
I think it's a great thing for the state of Alaska. It's put us on the map, it lends some credence for the issues that we have, the energy issue in the United States right now. It puts Alaska front and center on that debate, and I think it could not be anything but good news for Alaska.
Bill Knoll is an Anchorage resident who is a convention delegate for the first time. He says even though John McCain has long been against opening ANWR to oil drilling, Governor Palin will have a great platform for pushing the issue.
She is very well known in her opinions on that subject, and she's not making it sound like it's for Alaska, but rather for America. She's speaking in terms of more oil independence. No, I think she can be very convincing.
Knoll says he's heard news networks across the country speculate that Palin isn't ready to be so close to the presidency, but he doesn't buy it.
That is an argument of last recourse. But you know what? She has got small-town America written all over her. She is a hockey mom, self-described. She's got a family. She's been, as they say, a chief executive of a small town. It's wonderful. The kind of contact you can make with real people at that level is refreshing, and it is exactly what America needs.
Governor Palin is scheduled to address the convention to accept her nomination tomorrow night.